Put your hands together for Jesus choir. Please be seated. You may be seated if you are standing. And tonight, let's welcome BDR to bless us with a song. Motari, tonight is the final night of our campaign. God is about to do great things. The servant of God is ready. The word of God is going to come mightily. If you are ready, rise to your feet tonight and with joy, let's receive Evangelist Daniel Mills.
Nothing is impossible. God tonight. Thank you for your power that is here already. Thank you that in spite of the rain, your presence is here.
We receive
your power.
Receive
your great mercy. We love
you.
We thank
you.
Holy Spirit, have your way tonight.
We am chene iva inenzira yenyu pakati pedu.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Muzita ra Jesu tinonamata.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. God bless you.
Tingawane pekugara mwari gakuropa fatsei.
First of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of Mutare for welcoming Healing Jesus Crusade into your wonderful city.
Healing Jesus campaign.
If you had not welcomed us and welcomed our crusade director, we could not have come here. God bless you and God bless all the churches in Mutare. And we also want to thank the government of Zimbabwe. We want to thank the president. President Mugabe. And the entire government. For giving us the open door to be in Zimbabwe. They could easily have said no. But at the border, they opened the way and said, come and preach what you want to preach. We say thank you very much for this opportunity. And we have also Dr. Mulea here from the President's office. Oh, stand up so they can.
Sumukai Baba.
Maybe you have a word to say, come. Tonight is the last night, so why not?
Thank you very much. Let me say, our distinguished evangelist, Doug Hayward Mills, it's such an honor to be part of such a special program.
Regainditi kumunyariken wedu akasarudzika evangelist Doug Hayward Mills mukana wakaisonaka zvikuru nokukudzwa kuwana mukana wakadai.
True, it is phenomenal in that we have never experienced such a program in Zimbabwe.
Icho kwadi chinhu chinoshamisa nekuti hatina kumbosangana neshumiro dzakaita sekudai muno muZimbabwe.
A scenario where the church and government come together to serve a people.
Mamirire kuti kereke nehurumende zvinoita hoche koche kuti zvishumire kuwana.
I'm greatly humbled tonight.
Ndinoninipiswa zvikuru manheru akadai.
Standing in here to say thank you to evangelist and your entire entourage.
Ndimire pano kuti tinotenda kumuvhangeri neboka renyu rose.
I believe Zimbabwe will never be the same again.
Ndinotenda kuti Zimbabwe haingacharambi iri zvimwe chete.
I believe the bilateral relations between Zimbabwe and Ghana will never be the same again.
Ndinotenda kuti kudyidzana nekutsikidzana kwedu neGhana hakucharambe kwakadaro zvakare.
I also pray that the church will continue to save in the same manner.
At
the same time, the government should be able to save and provide services as expected by the church.
I
would like to open and extend an open door to the church tonight. As I say this special announcement to the church, it is government that provides land for church development and any other developmental programs that the church has. In that regard, the government is opening a door for you to approach it. Plots are being offered for free because government would like peace to be preached by the church. As we have learned from Evangelist and his entire entourage, apparently I've been working with the team since the 5th of October to date. That means our interaction has taught me great lessons. Fully I'm a Zimbabwean, but there are two risks that we have now. It's either Zimbabwe will lose me to Ghana or Ghana will lose this team to Zimbabwe. Please, if you miss my face in Zimbabwe, don't look for me anywhere else but go to
Ghana.
Evangelist, I would like to say once more time, thank you very much for coming to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is proudly happy to work with you under these circumstances.
Zimbabwe, I would
like to say, please, if ever God whispers like he did now, don't take time, but come as fast as possible. I thank you.
Give Dr. Molea from the president's office a wonderful clap offering.
Dr. Molea, kubvako office yomtungamiri wenyika, ngatwarore imaoko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight I'm preaching about who is this Jesus?
Manerano ndiri kuparidza panyaya yekuti ko Jesu uyu unombovani.
Number one, Jesus is the one who healed the multitudes.
Matthew 8:16,
when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
Matthew.
Tonight, every sickness in your life bows to the name of Jesus.
Amen. Matthew 8:16. Inotizino madekwana akati asika. Vakaunza varwere vavo. Nevaive vakasungwa nemwe yetsvina. Akaitsinga nezwi rake kuti zvigozadziswa zvakarehwa namuprofita Isaiah achiti iye pachake wakatakura pamuviri wake namavanga ake takaporeswa.
Number two, Jesus is the one who fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah 42 Well, the Bible says, then the Pharisees went out, held a council, but when they knew it, Jesus withdrew himself from them, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust.
Zino Jesu waka zatsa gwaro riripana Isaiah 42. Rekuti vaFarisi waka mugaradare. Asi vamugaradare kudaro havana kugona kubudirira. Iye wakaita serura rakatsikirirwa. Asi zvakadaro wakangounza kuponesa kuvanhu.
Who is this Jesus?
Jesus, anombonyatsori ani?
Jesus is the one who healed all types of illnesses and diverse types of torments.
Jesus ndiye anoporesa urwere nematenda nehosha dzakatsaukana tsaukana.
In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them all.
Zvino Jesu wakapota negariri yarose achiporesa mhengera mumba nevairwara neurwere hwakasiyana siyana akavaporesa kusvika nekuSiria achiporesa mhando nemhando yourwere wakatsaukana.
Lift your hand and say, I want this Jesus in my life. Number 4, who is this Jesus? This is Jesus who cast out devils by his words. When even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick.
Madekwana katachusika vakaunza vose vanga vakagarwa namashavi nemwechina akaidzinga nezwi rake akaporesa vose vairwara.
Lift your hand and say, I want this Jesus. I want this Jesus.
Ndinoda Jesu uyu.
Who is this Jesus?
Ko Jesu anombori ani?
Is the one who laid his hands on the multitudes and healed them all. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And the devils also came out of many crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Lift your hand and say, I want this Jesus in my life. Who is this Jesus? He's the one who healed people when they came to listen to him preaching. And he came down with them and stood in the plain. And the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. They came to hear him and to be healed.
Shino wakabunira rose pabani kuzomunzwa kubva kutaira nesitoni nevose vaishungurudzwa nekumbunyikidzwa namadimoni vakauya kuzomunzwa akavasunugura vese.
Who is this Jesus?
Oh, Jesus.
Lift your hand and say, I want this Jesus. Jesus was the famous healer. Say famous healer. In the book of Luke, it says, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities.
Wakati watekeshera nekupambira kuenda kumatima na ose vanhu vazhinji vakauya kuzomunzwa zvaaiparidza uye nekuporeswa kubva paurwere hwavo.
Lift your hand and say, I want to hear this Jesus, the famous healer.
Poresa nemukurumbira.
Who is this Jesus? Jesus is the one whom power was coming out of his body. In Luke chapter 6, the Bible says the whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all.
Luke 6, yoti momo. Yakazama kutsvangadzira kuti imubate nekuti simba raibuda mari richivaporesa.
Say, I want this famous healer. I want to receive the virtue coming out of Jesus.
Toda kugamuchira simba rinobuda muna Jesu.
The Bible says the whole multitude wanted to touch him because virtue came out of him.
Wow.
Who was this Jesus?
He's
the one who was the final solution to all terrible problems. He's the one who people climb mountains to see him. They climb mountains to attend crusades. In Matthew, Jesus departed from thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee. And he went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to the mountain, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all. Say, I want this Jesus. Hey! Jesus was in the mountain. They carried sick people up the mountain. Jesus was standing there. And they threw the people in front of Jesus. And he healed them all. Tonight he's here to heal you. He's the healing Jesus. He's the healing Jesus. He's the healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Wow.
Wow.
Hey. Jesus is, you see, Jesus is a wonderful Jesus. Who is this Jesus? He is the owner of the book of life. Hey! Sometimes you see a book and you say, whose book is this? There is a book called the Book of Life. And I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it, from whose face heaven and earth fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great. Dead people are categorized as either small dead or great dead. Hey! Even in death, there are categories. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Most people are thinking they will die once, but the Bible says you can die twice. And whosoever was not written, found written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire.
Shinoni na nakawanikwa hazina kunyowa mbukure upenyu wakakandirwa mutsiva remoto.
Tonight, who is this Jesus?
Manerano Jesu ndiye.
Jesus Christ came to this world with healing in his wings.
Jesu wakauya pano panyika uine kuporesa mumapapiro ake.
But he is also the owner of a very famous book called the Book of Life.
Afindiye mwene we book rinomkumbira rinonzi book reupenyu.
But apart from the Book of Life, there are other books. Tonight, I am concerned about one thing. The other books are recording whatever you are doing with pictures and videos in detail. The Bible says they were judged out of the books. Their works, what you do, is recorded. Some time ago, it did not look possible that there would be a record of all of us. But today, small computer can have everybody here, your pictures, your life story, videos, pictures, small computer, everybody here.
Computer dikidik. Ino kona kutakura upenyu wako, zese ne mfananito, zese zawakaita, iri nuku kuda.
But don't worry about that book so much. I'm not so concerned about the book which is recording your works.
Usanya nyaku zishka moyo, ne buku ririku nyora mabasako, adinya nyori na basa ne iloro, pane la nruda kutawara nesha.
I am more concerned about the Book of Life. Is your name in the Book of Life? Or it's not in the Book of Life? Maybe you are concerned that your name is in the register of the political party. In some countries, you have to register in your political party with an ID card.
One
day, I met a businessman and asked him, "Where are you going?" He said, "I am going to register in the political party that is in power with my ID card and my photograph and register." Then after that, I am going to the opposition headquarters to register there as well. I said, "Why are you registering in two parties?" He said, "Because I am a businessman. Whoever comes into power, they must see that I am their friend so that the business will not stop." So that if these people win the election, I say, "Oh, I am your member, I support you." If these people win, you say, "Oh, I am your member, I support you. You can check the register, my name is there." One day, I met another businessman. I asked him to make a donation to the church. He said, my money is finished. I said, why? He said, because it is election time. I have donated to these people. And I have also donated to the opposition, both sides. So that they all see that I am their friend. No registration, no business. But tonight, there is an even more important book. When you die, there is no ZANU PF in heaven. Hey! You may arrive at the gate of heaven and say, please, I am ZANU PF director. And they say, we don't know ZANU PF
here.
They say, you have registered in the wrong organization. Even churches. You get to heaven, you say, I'm registered Presbyterian. Say, we don't have Presbyterian in heaven. We have only those who are washed by the blood of Jesus over here. It's your name in the book of life. Don't joke with it, oh. The Bible says they were cast into the lake of fire. Come. Come. You see, can I have some security men to cast? I want you to cast this boy.
Hey!
Throw him away! Hey! Yeah. That is how you'll be thrown into the lake of fire. Security, come. Look at another one. You hold him.
Hush.
Look, when you are being cast into the lake, the check is saying you, your name. Your name is what?
Isaac Afo.
Isaac. From Mutare?
Isaac.
We are check Mutare. There is no such name here. Isaac from Mutare. Cast him into the lake of fire.
Isaac from Mutare. Kadwa.
Hey, anybody, they check your name, no name. Next one, this one, come. Your name? Prince. Peter. ZANU PF.
ZANU.
We don't have ZANU PF here. Wait. We don't have a ZANU PF here. We have only Book of Life. Let me check for the last time. Angel, come and see if you can see his name in the Book of Life.
Peter Owusu. The only Peter Owusu here is ZANU PF Financial Secretary. Why do you say Zimbabwe, Mutari here?
Mutari.
No.
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 Your name is not in the book of life. Cast him into the lake of fire. Hey.
Hey.
You will see important people. Rich men. Women will be doing high jump into the fire, I tell you. With high heels. With their makeup and their hair.
Hey!
Hey! They will catch the ladies. Security.
Security.
You say you are begging for her now.
Her
name was not found in the book of life. Let me tell you, hell doesn't have male and female. It's just hell, a lake of fire. There's no male. Look, one day a man died and he went out of his body to heaven and he came back. So they asked him, when you went out of his body, what did you see? He said he looked down and he saw that he had become flat. There was no more organs. So there is no more male and female. Security! Into the fire! No! 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 No!
Oh!
Is your name in the book of life? Is your name in the book of life? Are you sure your name is not in the book of life? Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. That is why we came to Mutare. To call you to turn around from your sins and come to Jesus Christ. Bow your knees.
Hey.
You know, some people, some famous people on earth, I wonder if their names were not in the book of life. Can you imagine somebody like Michael Jackson?
Imbofunga Michael Jackson.
Hey!
And,
come back, you guys, come back.
Hey, we are here, woman.
Hey!
Hey!
Famous person!
Mukumbira wakazara pamunye.
Security!
Wakomana!
You say your name is Michael Jackson?
What in the way, Michael Jackson?
And you are trying to dance for me.
Hey!
And your name is not in the book of life. Security! Hey!
Hey!
Can you imagine a famous person like Nelson Mandela come?
Hey,
if his name was not in the book of life, somebody who met the Queen, President of America, everybody, and then the security will come, and they hold and say, your name is not, you say you are President of South Africa. Say, no, no, no. We don't have South Africa here.
South Africa kuno.
Yeah, but I was anti-apartheid. We don't have anti-apartheid anything here. Even some of the angels will feel very sad as they are throwing the people in. You say anti-apartheid. Security, it's too late. Princess Diana.
Princess Diana.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Famous people.
Vanem Kurumbira.
You say, I have bank. Come. Security.
Commander.
This one is who?
Dianu.
Hey.
Hey.
And you say you have money where? You have money where? Money, your money is where?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
It cannot help you here.
Maria kwa ichakuba tsiri kuno.
Once your name is not here.
Kuno kana wango shaikwa.
Sorry.
Tine urombu.
Heads of state have been thrown into this lake many times.
Vatunga miri renyika shinji. Vaka kandwa. Imo mutsi.
Beauty queens of Zimbabwe and beauty queens of South Africa.
Sharakandenga tse Zimbabwe. Nesusurandajika motitse chingwa tse South Africa.
Your name is not, is it Jesus? The one who healed is the one sitting on the throne. Security. Wait. You should have believed in Jesus. You should have. He's begging for mercy. Are you not begging? Security, hold him. He's begging for mercy. Maybe this is a Hitler.
Hey.
Maybe this is your uncle who died last week. Huh? Why? Why was your name not in the book of life? You did not receive Jesus. Security! I've done everything I can. I don't see any blood of Jesus on this boy. You! Hey! You didn't hear about Jesus? Do you think we angels enjoy throwing you into the fire? Do you think we angels enjoy throwing you into... Do you know how many people we have thrown into the fire? I hear a lot of people that are coming to join. So I can't delay any longer. Security! Into the fire! Tonight, the blood of Jesus is here. And the blood of Jesus will wash away your sins. If you receive Jesus, and if you receive this blood, your sins will be washed away tonight. And your name will be written in the book of life. Do you want to receive the blood of Jesus tonight? Stand up and let me pray with you. Ask your neighbor, is your name in the book of life? Tonight, if you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away, then lift up your hand like this. If you want your name to be in the book of life, then your hand, don't talk to anybody. Don't talk to anybody now. Lift up your hand. Jesus is the owner of the book of life. And say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight. I have heard about you. You are the healing Jesus. You are the healer of all sicknesses.
all painful diseases. Tonight, I open my heart to receive you. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. Tonight, I open my heart. Wash me, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus, with your precious blood. Wipe away my sins. Wipe away my sins, my wickedness, my lies, my sins, many sins. Lord Jesus, cleanse me, forgive me, wash me tonight. Thank you, Lord. From tonight, I am born again. From tonight, I am born again. I give my heart to God. I give my heart to Jesus. And I will serve Jesus for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus. From tonight, I disconnect from Satan. I disconnect from the devil and from the ways of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not serve Satan again. I will not serve the devil again. I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you have done for me. Please write my name in the book of life tonight. Please write my name in the book of life tonight. My name is, mention your name and your address so that it's clear. My name and my address. Now say, Lord, please write this name tonight in the book of life. I am registering tonight in the book of life. Thank you for asking your angels to write my name. I thank you. From tonight, I am born again and a child of God. Now lift your right hand like this with your finger pointing to the sky and say after me, Satan, you are finished. Tonight, I found Jesus. Tonight, my name was written in the book of life. Satan, between me and you, it's over. It's over. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I disconnect from you. I will never follow you again. I will never serve you again. I will never serve idols again. I will never serve idols again. I belong to Jesus, my Savior. My name is in the book of life. Now lift your hands and wave your hand. Say thank you, Jesus. I like you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. You have done great things for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. I love you. I will serve you. I am your servant. Lord Jesus, thank you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. I feel such a relief of registration in the book of life tonight. I feel such a relief of registration in the book of life tonight. I feel such a relief of registration in the book of life tonight. Now, I want to do something else. I want to ask you something. Do you want God to care for you? How many want God to care for you from tonight? I will show you a great secret. Shall I show you the great secret? This is the secret. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. God will take care of you. I want you to make an agreement with God tonight that you are going to serve the Lord with all your heart and all your soul. And God is going to take care of everything else. How many want to make this agreement with God? Put your hand on your heart like this and pray this prayer. Lord, I will seek you first, and from today I want you to add all things unto me. Promise God, from today you are number one, not number two, number one, and all other things shall be added. Let us pray. Pray yourself now. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Seek ye first. 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 The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And his righteousness. And all things shall be added. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your hand and thank God that this agreement from today is the agreement between you and your God. This is the agreement between you and your God. Give the Lord a mighty shout of hallelujah.
Manerano ishe Jesu. Dinozarura moyo wangu kwa muri. Pindai mumoyo mangu. Mube ishe na mambo we upenyu wangu. Dinoti satane ne matimone ako. Mwese china. Mwese inotera ruzi. Inokutukai, inokutsingai, inokurapai, dava wamari, dichamu namata, dichamu terera, dichamu shumira, nekusinga pere, usita rababa, remana komana, neremwea mutsene. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Mutare will never be the same again. Mutare will never be the same again. Do you remember all the wonderful things that Jesus did, the people that he healed? Yes. No one in history has ever been like Jesus Christ. None of us pastors are anything like Jesus. We say we are Christian, but we are not much like him. But Jesus is here. Tonight. I know he's here. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And tonight, he's here to heal you. Your curse is broken tonight. Lay your hands wherever your sickness is right now. Whatever problem you have, even it may not be a sickness, But put your hand on your heart. Whatever the problem is tonight, God's power is here. He's healing you. Satan, this is the last time I'm saying this. I say, come out of the people in the name of Jesus. Come out! Every demonic power that is harassing you tonight, the curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. It's broken. Put your hand on your body right now. Now receive the power of God. At the back, in the front, wherever you are, something wonderful is happening. Yes, 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 yes. There's power flowing through the, look, it's flowing through right now. Receive it. Receive it. Power of Satan is broken. In the name of Jesus. Demons, bring that lady to me, that right there. Demon powers are coming out. Frog spirits. Devil spirits. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Anybody tormented by demons, lay your hands on your head right now. Father, I thank you that the power of Satan is broken tonight. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In Jesus' name. Devils, come out. Serpents, come out. Fornication, come out. Devils of HIV, come out. Wicked spirits, come out. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Anybody falling down, screaming, rolling to me in the front here now. Father, thank you for your power. Something is happening. 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 Look at that. 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 Devils coming out. Come out. Come out. I say come out. In Jesus' name. Receive power. Receive power. Shiba Shaba. The blood of Jesus. 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 Everybody pray, 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 pray. Evil spirits are coming out. Evil spirits are coming out. Evil spirits are coming out. Lama sobala, ramalaba kabara dalaba. Malona mara dalaba banda lababa.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody is vomiting something out. Devils are coming out of you. Screaming. Shouting, falling, rolling, in the name of Jesus. Satan, come out. Come out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everybody lift your hand now. Lift your hand and thank God. Thank God for his power. Satan, you cannot stay there. Satan, you cannot stay. Satan, you cannot stay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power of God is here. Something is happening. Something wonderful is happening. Power of the Holy Ghost. Many, many devils are coming out. Many that are possessed with devils are being set free tonight. Receive it. Every dark spirit, serpent spirit, witches and wizards, your power is broken. Your power is broken. Your power is broken. In Jesus' name. Oh yes. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power. Power.
Wonder working power in the blood. One. working now, Jesus. In the precious blood of the Lamb.
In the word of God, in the name of Jesus.
In the word of God,
there is power.
There is power. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
In the word of God.
In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Right now,
yes, no.
I want you to lay your hands wherever your sickness is. God's power is moving here. If you are blind, put your hand on your eyes. If you are having pain in your neck, put your hand on your neck. Yes. Yes. Satan's power is broken in the name of Jesus. Whatever disease, tonight marks the end of that disease. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. Receive it. Healing is coming into your life right now.
Yes,
Father, thank you for many miracles tonight.
Baba, don't tend any minana machine.
Many healings. Many healings. Begin to check yourself right now. Something has happened. This is the holy moment. Something has just happened. Miracles have taken place. If God has touched you tonight, if God has healed you, lift up your hand if God has touched you tonight. Now, if God has done something for you tonight, I want you to come to the front quickly. Come. I'm just going to take a few testimonies tonight. Something wonderful is happening. The curse of Satan in Mutare is broken. If God has done something, there is a lady, you had a lamp in your breast, it has disappeared. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Whatever problem you had, Jesus has healed you today. Come quickly. Come. 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 Many, many miracles. God is a God of the dry season and a God of rainy season. Many things are happening. Many things are happening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your power. If God has healed you, quickly come this way. Come this way. To this side. Wherever you are, maybe you were healed in the morning, maybe you were healed yesterday, quickly come.
Hallelujah.
Do not leave at the back, please. Do not move. Do not move. We have not closed, please. It's very important. I'm going to pray for everybody before we close. Tonight is very early. And God is doing wonders here. When you go now, you are trying to distract other people. Do not do that. God's power is here tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. Now, how many of you believe that when I pray for your finances, God is going to work with you as well? How many believe that your finances need prayers? I'm going to do that. But this is what God has witness in my heart, that you should plant a seed and I should pray over the seed. That's all. Plant a seed and I'll pray over the seed. Plant a seed and I'll pray over the seed. I'm going to ask everybody here, give me a bucket to plant a special seed. The Healing Jesus convoy is traveling all the way to Bay Bridge to South Africa. They are going to need your help to buy fuel.
Petrol.
So I want you to sow a seed. Maybe you are here, you can buy 1,000 liters for the Healing Jesus convoy. How many believe Healing Jesus Crusade has invested a lot in Zimbabwe? We have been here for about 32 days preaching, longer, almost 40 days we have spent here. And it will be a blessing. Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs. So I'm going to lead you to sow a special seed. If you want, one of the towns, somebody said, I buy petrol. We prefer even buy for us. Sow a seed, whatever. So I'm going to pray. Stretch out your hand. Father, whatever seed is sown tonight, turn around the fortunes of Mutare. Turn around the finances of Mutare.
Yes, Lord.
Take away difficulty.
Mm.
Take away poverty.
Yes.
Take away lack.
Yes.
Take away difficulty.
Yes.
Take away lack of jobs.
Yes.
Lack of progress.
Mm.
Lack of all that we need. Send angels into the town.
Best.
Help us. Whatever is a source of concern, whatever is a curse here, let it be broken. And the financial yoke of difficulty be broken forever. Thank you, my Jesus. I know you have heard my prayer. Anybody who puts an offering in here, remember him. As they have pushed the Healing Jesus convoy to travel, push their life also forward. Increase them, give them cars.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Them houses.
Yes, Lord.
Give them whatever they need.
Jesus.
And bless them in Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Let visitors come from England.
Yes,
and come and see them in Zimbabwe and see that God has taken care of them.
Yes,
right,
Lord.
Here.
Yes.
Let people travel from outside and come and see the great things that God has done for their life. I pray for them, Lord.
Yes.
And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to put this bucket. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 here.
My bucket, man.
Get a seat, or if you want to buy fuel, you can come and see us immediately as soon as we close, or talk to any of the guys. And God is going to bless you. And I'm putting one also for the wonderful pastors. If you want to sow a seed, that is a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
You are blessed. If you want, you can do that now.
Karoba
Fatwa. Doctor.
Yeah.
miracles tonight. This lady had a breast lamp, a lamp in the breast.
Wow.
She saw it a month ago. Tonight, the power of God touched her and the lamp has disappeared tonight.
Is it true?
Yes.
Yes,
it's true.
Where was the lamp?
My left breast.
And it's disappeared.
Right.
Yes.
Doctor, did you examine? Come.
Yes, evangelist, I examine her breast.
This lady is a medical doctor from Memphis, United States. Did you examine her breasts?
I examined her breast, evangelist.
Was there any lamp in her breast?
No lamp in her breast.
The lamp has disappeared. Did you check yourself, my dear?
Yes, I checked myself.
Is it gone?
Yes.
Yes, it's gone.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Wow. Come here.
Evangelist, another breast miracle.
Breast miracle.
Yes. This lady had a large and painful lump in her right breast. But tonight, after you prayed, the power of God came over her. The lump has reduced. It's just a small, it has reduced significantly.
What happened to you, my dear?
When you were praying for me, I heard the lump disappear.
Wow.
It was so big and I couldn't even lift my right hand.
Wow.
So.
And it's gone.
Yes, there is just a small piece.
Doctor, did you examine her?
I examined her. There is a little lump there, but what she describes was a big one.
Wow. What did she say?
I'm saying my husband can witness for me.
Wow.
He's among the pastors.
Wow. Father, thanks a million for this wonderful
day.
Watch out.
Oh, Jesus. surely the presence of the Lord. Oh, surely. Oh, surely the Lord is here. Oh, surely the Lord is here.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she had a pain in the neck and in the back. And she's describing that even when it was difficult for her to wear her own clothes.
Is it true?
Yes, it's true, evangelist. I've been having a problem with my back for a very long time since I started school. Even if I try to put on my clothes, I will be tight within my body. Anytime I try to put my clothes, it was as if something was holding my back very heavy, as if I'm carrying something on my back.
And what happened tonight?
When you declared, Papa, something happened instantly there and then. My back is now light.
Lift Jesus higher. 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 Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. There is power tonight on the stage. Come and sow your seed. God is going to change your finances. I tell you. Sow your seed. God is going to change your finances. BDR, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 1 year, this 11-year-old girl has been having abdominal pain. She said it was so bad that it was interrupting her school.
Wow.
But tonight, evangelist, when you prayed, the power of God came over her and she says the pain has just disappeared.
Disappeared. Is it true, my dear?
Yes, it's true.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
You don't know. But what was the problem before?
I didn't have any problem, but when I started school this year, I started to have pains in my stomach.
Stomach. And tonight, what happened?
Tonight, when you prayed, then
It was over.
It was
I didn't over. Have any more pains.
No more pains.
No more
pains. And you believe Jesus has touched you?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. What is your name, my dear? What is your name?
My name is Jesse.
Jesse?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
How do you spell Jesse?
J-E-S-S-I-E.
Jesse. Wow.
Jesse.
Can I be your friend, Jesse?
Sorry?
Can I be your friend?
Yes, you can.
I want to take a picture with you.
Lift Jesus higher. 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 Tarimaka, tarimaka. Tarimaka, tarimaka. Tequila, tequila. Tequila, tequila. Tequila.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman had arthritis.
Arthritis.
Since 2007.
Wow.
They were called to lift their leg.
Arthritis were in her knees.
The knee.
What happened to you, Mama?
I don't know.
You don't know?
But in 2007, I started not walking well. I was walking, even bending like this.
Really?
So I went to MRI for checkings. And they said my left bone is just cracking. Yeah, so I started suffering from 2007 up to today in the morning when I was praying, and something happened, but it was too heavy and very painful going down to my feet, and it was over.
Ah. So and, you are no longer walking. She's walking.
And the pain is gone now.
Yeah, it is gone.
And it happened this morning.
Yeah, it happened this morning.
So she's sure that it is gone. So she it happened this morning and she has come tonight. Come on, my dear, walk this way. Let's see.
Tequila, 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 banda, 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 banda.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Why are you very happy?
Because God has done something good to me through the word.
God has done something good to her through the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are such a wonderful healing Jesus.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty
kiss. Everybody shout Jesus.
Doctor, what is going on?
Pain in the chest. Gone. Yes. Under her breast. Tell us.
Yes.
Do it, say, Mama.
I've got under my breast.
Doctor, what is the name of this disease?
This type of pain is musculoskeletal chest pain.
Wow.
Or sometimes it's also called pleurodynia.
Wow.
Pleurodynia. Yes.
Father,
and God
for healing in Jesus' name.
Has touched this lady. Yes.
Wow. BDR, what is going on?
Evangelist, 15 years ago, this young man broke his left leg. And after that, he has been limping. He couldn't run. But tonight, Evangelist, he's been healed.
Is it true?
That is true.
You couldn't do what?
I couldn't do. My left leg was injured.
It was injured.
Through witchcraft, probably, I should say.
Witchcraft?
Yes.
This run and let's see. Run and let's see.
Everything a double double. Everything a double double. Everything a double double.
Father, thank you for healing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, look at all these bills. This lady had high blood pressure. She's anemic. She's has joint pains. Couldn't breathe well. Ulcers. All these on one person.
Tonight, God has touched you. Wow. Come this way. Power is flowing. Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist, pain in the abdomen from ulcers.
Pain. Is the pain gone?
Yes, it is gone.
All
yes.
The pain. When did the pain go?
When you started praying,
I hurt my stomach and I had some movements in my stomach and it was gone.
The pain was gone. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Strength in the name of the Lord.
Evangelist, she's healed up of cervical cancer. Had pain, serious pain, evangelist for 2 years. Just now disappeared.
Cervical cancer.
Yes.
Cervical cancer is cancer of the womb, the tip of the womb. Jesus,
thank you, Lord, for your power.
Wow. BDR, what is happening?
This lady had lower abdominal pain for the past 6 months. But evangelist, tonight when you prayed, she felt something break loose.
Wow.
And she's healed.
Is the pain gone?
Yes, it's gone.
For how long?
For almost 6 months.
And tonight?
It's gone.
How could it just go like that?
The power of Jesus.
The power of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap. Is it not amazing? Miracles are so amazing. Wow.
This lady had sharp pain here.
Sharp pain.
Evangelist.
Is the pain gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Doctor, what is this pain?
Sharp pain, yes. They say deep inside.
When she breathes in, there's pain. Then this is from pleuritis. Pleuritis. When you breathe in, there's pain. But sometimes a musculoskeletal chest pain can also cause pain when you breathe. But that is what you.
Is there anything like inflammation of the diaphragm?
Yes. Diaphragm.
What is that called?
The lining on it, which is the pleura. Yes. Okay. But the diaphragm itself is a muscle. So, okay. Yes. And so, sometimes when you have what we call costochondritis. Costochondritis, then that also causes pain.
Pain over there.
From the diaphragmatic incision.
Thanks you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Strength in the name of the Lord.
Crowds of
life. The abdomen healed tonight.
Abdomen,
yes,
many,
lower
many
abdomenal
pain
healed.
Many, many pains.
To see
many miracles.
This man from Galilee.
Yes. Ear pain gone.
Ears.
Yes.
Just a carpenter, some say. Leading fools astray.
Headaches.
Yet many kneel to give and pray.
Many miracles tonight.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Thank you.
That
sees
the heart of all men.
Thanks Jesus.
For he knows his father's voice. And he comes
miracles.
In the name
miracles.
Of the Lord. Depend on you and the power of your name. And as we call upon your name, your strength through weakness to show, we can know the master's plan.
Power in the name of the Lord.
There is power in the name of the Lord.
What is happening?
In the name of the Lord.
Jesus,
the name of